Hello. The seatbelt check is around the corner.
You actually were telling the truth.
I do that quite a lot. Your people are always surprised.
Welcome aboard. Ladies and gentlemen, there may be some turbulence up ahead. Make sure your seatbelts are fastened.
To those guests who've just joined us, welcome.
Welcome back to Escape to the Magic Podcast. We are your hosts. My name is Ryan.
And I am Dak.
And unfortunately, Randy is not with us today due to some scheduling conflicts. But as we've done in the past, he is here in spirit.
That's right. He is here keep marching on.
We just keep marching on. Hey, exciting show today.
Yeah, I'm very excited. This one has been on my radar since we started a year ago.
Man, and I think when we started this a year ago, this was like one of the first topics we talked about, we really wanted to do.
Yeah. So today's topic is all about the Disney College Program. So we're going to talk about how it works and where it all started. And the most exciting part is we have someone with us today who has participated in the Disney College Program. So we're super excited to talk about this. Just maybe let's start with a little bit of background and history of the program. And then we'll introduce our guest, Sarah McDowell. We'll have her come on and we'll go through some questions with her about how Disney College Program worked for her. I might just shorten it down to DCP. Would that work for you? Disney College Program?
That sounds pretty lame, dude.
Okay. All right. I'll say the whole thing. So here's the deal. Like, do you know how the Disney College Program started? Where it started?
Any guesses? No idea.
It actually started with Hoop-Dee-Doo Review.
Really?
So when Disney World came into existence in 1971, they're going and they're moving along, and then Hoop-Dee-Doo Review was this new program they were gonna, or restaurant they were gonna open. So in 1973, they decided, hey, we're gonna bring in some young college kids to be in Hoop-Dee-Doo Review, and it just kind of kept growing and growing, and it became successful that these college kids could come in and basically be interns. And at that stage, they were just interns for Disney, and it just took off. And so as that success began to grow, fast forward 10 years to 1982, Epcot opens, and they decide, hey, we're going to bring in not only college kids and for the college program, we're going to bring in some international students and international interns, and then it just exploded, right? Because once Epcot opened and you had the World Showcase and you had international people coming in, which is one of my favorite things about going to Epcot is going around the World Showcase, and you go to Italy and there's people from Italy, and you go to France and there's, you know, people from France, and it's just great to have that interaction. So anyways,
it was weird going to Disney during COVID.
Yeah.
And you're at Via Napoli ordering some pizza and they're talking to you in an American accent.
Yeah.
You're like, get this. I want an Italian. I want an Italian accent, or I want a French accent if I'm ordering my ice cream from that little ice cream place in France. So 100% glad that they brought back the international students for that program.
Yeah, for sure. So just to kind of maybe round out the history. So then it just continued to keep growing. And now in today's world, they get up to 4,000 students per semester that comes in on the Disney College Program.
Wow.
And participates in that. So it's a huge thing. And it's just a, you know, a testament to Disney's ability to appeal to so many people on so many different levels and be able to expand, you know, how it approaches not just the entertainment business, but the business, right? Of like growing and internships and helping people develop in their careers. And so Disney just has done this wonderful job of being able to create a program that helps train people to become great employees, employers down the road as their career and their life develops. So anyways, on that note, let's bring in Sarah McDowell. Ryan, you've known Sarah for several years, right?
How long has it been, Sarah?
Oh, let's see. Eight years?
8 years?
8 years?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Something like that? It's been a minute.
Yeah. I just found out. No, I guess it's been a few years now since I've known that you were a Disney fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was pretty recently, maybe in the past year or two, that I discovered that you worked at the college program.
Yeah.
And you work there. And not only that, but you are like a huge Disney fan.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and not just you, but like your entire family. Like you come from a family of Disney, not just Disney fans, but Disney college program people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Almost all of the kids that are in my family, there's five of us. We have all at one time worked for Disney. And most of us did college program. And even my mom has done seasonal work at Disney. So after she became an empty nester, why not work for Disney?
That's awesome. So. I love it. So, Sarah, what I was thinking is, why don't we get into a little bit about who you are? Give our listeners a flavor of the type of Disney fan you are. And so I thought we'd start with some fun warm-up questions for you to kind of introduce you, but also get a feel for who you are and your Disney fandom.
Sure.
So maybe let's start off with a few favorites. So give us your most favorite food or snack that is your absolute go-to anytime you go to a Disney park.
Okay. So that's an interesting question. I think it's always a favorite.
It's like choosing your favorite kid, right?
Yeah. I don't know. What season am I in? So,
exactly.
Let's see. Recently, we went to Disneyland last year. And my favorite snack there, it was November, was the chocolate mint churro.
Ooh.
That was the most delicious thing I think I had.
Wow.
At Disneyland. So that was the memorable. We'll always come back and get the chocolate mint churro. And I'm pretty sure it was just a seasonal thing because it was right as the holidays were coming in.
Yeah. So I love that about Disneyland is that you get those seasonal churros that doesn't seem to happen. There's obviously they're always releasing new foods and new flavors at all of the parks, but the consistent one at Disneyland is those churros, just the different recipes. So yeah. I love that.
That's great. Different than at Disney World.
Yeah,
I feel
for
like
sure.
They're totally different. So that's a favorite there. At Disney World, during college program, my favorite thing during college program was to get one of their giant cookies. They used to make them fresh every day. And there was a peanut butter one. That was my favorite. You'd get on Main Street. Now I think they come prepackaged. I don't know that they actually make them on Main Street fresh.
Yeah.
But I think they come prepackaged. I think with COVID, a lot of that stuff went to a prepackaged
thing.
But that was pretty much the snack I would always get if I would go to the parks after shift. I would go get a cookie.
Love it. Love it. Well, that's awesome. Okay, so now our next one is give us your favorite ride. Like if you don't get this ride, your trip was wasted.
Okay. Also controversial. So Space Mountain.
Oh,
for sure. Now, when I was on college program, this was before Galaxy's Edge. I'm going to date myself quite a bit. Also, my favorite ride, Soarin', because it was the newest ride college program. So after my shift, I would always go ride Soarin' on my way home because I just loved it.
And you could just hop on any
that
ride.
That is the dream right there.
Yeah.
Like you so just we could ride. End the podcast right now with like dreams come true. The end.
Yes.
Like that would just be so great. Like, hey, I'm done working today. I'm just going to go hit Soarin'.
I'm going to go ride Soarin' and go home. It was a very soothing ride. So after a long shift, I would go ride Soarin' because of the music and the ambiance. And you just kind of felt like you were flying and the wind in your face. And it was just like, oh, my day is now done.
That beats my commute home by 1,000%, right? Could you imagine? Like
and you work from home.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I work from home. That's right.
Well, sometimes I would just play the Soarin' music even now in my house.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I'm like, I need to relax. I just turn that on and I'm like, oh, everything is right in the world.
Yes.
I'm good now.
Awesome.
I can now go on with my day. And then also Splash Mountain, that is now Tiana's Bayou. But I haven't done the Tiana's Bayou yet.
No.
But Splash Mountain was also a top tier. Have to do this.
So let me ask you a question. And I don't mean to interrupt.
No, jump in.
So, you know, with you working there as long. So how long did you work there?
So I did a full semester as college program. Then you had the option of you can like do another college program. You can extend if you want to. You can do seasonal. You can do full time or you can do college program recruitment. So you would go back to your college and you were a recruiter and then you helped to recruit other people and you kind of kept your benefits. So I did college program recruitment after my college program.
Okay.
So I still kept my benefits and I could pop back in. I was in college in Virginia. And so if I wanted to, I could come back down to spring break or the summertime, I would take a college roommate and we went down there, helped make her dreams come true, and then come back, right? So things like that. So I did that. My sister kept extending her college program after college program for several years, and then she just stayed on full time, and she is going on 20 plus years now. At college at Disney.
That's so amazing.
So can you speak to yourself and I guess your sister as well? Do you ever get tired of the magic since you work there, or since your sister currently works there? Like, does she ever like just say, I just can't do Disney today?
She brings the magic all the time. Yeah, all the time. She absolutely always brings the magic, and she will always bring the magic to other people. There are days where you leave and you're like, all the magic is depleted. I need to find that magic again. There are definitely days for that. Sure. But that's part of Disney. You learn how to turn that magic back on. When you walk in those doors, the magic just comes back. Mm. It just always comes back. You walk in. I worked at the Fort Wilderness Resort. You walk in and you're just like, you feel the magic.
Yeah,
you still feel it.
That's awesome. I love that. All right, let's maybe ask one more warm up and then let's get to the tough questions. All right, favorite park.
So that's going to be a controversial one too.
So you can only go to one park, you're there for one day, no hopper. Where are you going?
Right now?
Either coast.
Okay, so I feel like that's also a seasonal question. But today, if I were to say today, where are you going, Sarah? You want to go, where are you going to go? I'm going to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Really?
Mostly because it has Galaxy's Edge in it, and I can do Indiana Jones, and I can do some of the.
Hey, you're getting no argument out of me. Like you're speaking to my heart right now.
If you were to ask me in college program, which park are you going to? I would have said the Studios.
Oh, really?
I go to Studios. Yeah.
Wow. You are dating yourself because MGM is what you're referring to,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. I told you I would date myself.
Yeah. That's awesome.
You would go to the Studios today or back then?
Back then. If I was in college program and you asked me during college program, which park are you going to go to after work today? I would tell you the Studios because I'd go to Fantasmic.
Nice.
I want to go to Fantasmic.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
And love I want to shop. The best shopping's at the Studios.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Awesome. Well, you kind of alluded to this just a minute ago, talking about your sister and your mom even doing seasonal work there. So maybe talk about where did all of this Disney family love begin, right? Like, has this always been part of your family? Were you guys have like vacation there or what kind of like sparked this love?
So we were, you know, a young family. My parents have 5 kids. You know, and we didn't have a ton of money, so we didn't, when we vacationed, we usually went to visit other family members, other places. But every Sunday night, there was a Sunday night movie on ABC, and we would watch the Disney Sunday night movie with Michael Eisner.
Yeah.
And we,
oh my
whatever
gosh, this
it was,
is like memory lane.
It is. I told you I was going to date this whole program. So, and we have a tradition where the family would make a Sunday night treat. And everybody took a rotation. That's how I learned to make brownies. That's cookies, my treats. And then we would all watch whatever Disney movie it was. Computer wore tennis shoes, Monkey's Uncle, Swiss Family Robinson.
Oh, there you go. Now you're talking.
Yeah.
You know, whatever that was. And so we would watch a Sunday night movie every Sunday night and get to know these characters and just fell in love with them. And it was the Disney magic every Sunday.
Wow. That's awesome. I love that. Like, you are like seriously like peeling back the memories in my mind of just the same thing, right? You just would gather as a family and that music would start to play to introduce the show and you'd just be like, okay, here we go.
Tinkerbell.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah. Awesome. So then, so now let's kind of roll forward. So growing up, you go to school. How was the Disney College program introduced to you? Did you know about it going into school, or was it something where a recruiter showed up and you kind of learned about it? So maybe take us through that part of the story.
Yeah. I was introduced to it from my sister. So she was the oldest, and she went to college. And when she went to college, we all went to Japan, and we moved to Japan as a family.
Oh, wow.
So poor girl was left by herself for a little bit. And she was at college, and a Disney College program recruiter found her, and she decided that, hey, that'd be a pretty fun thing to do. You get internship credit, so I'm going to give it a try. And she kind of was into travel and tourism and geography kind of major. So she went and gave it a try. and absolutely fell in love with it. When we got back from Japan and I'm prepping to go to college, she just was down in Florida and was just loving life down there. And she did it 3 or 4 times in a row. And I went to college. And after, you know, the first year of college, second year of college, I was like, man, I'm getting burnt out at college. Like, mm-hmm. It's just rough, right? And so she's like, you know, you could do a college program and get some internship credit. You kind of still keep your status, but you can take a little bit of a break. So I decided one fall semester that I would go do a college program and get some internship credit, find the magic. And I just loved it. So she gave me some tips and tricks on what to go for, what jobs to look at, and what to do. And she had done almost everything. So she's like, if you want to get into program, here's some tips to get into the program. And then go from there. And then once you're in the program, then you can shift around and get opportunities to do other things.
Well, what are some of those tips to get into the program?
So a lot of people want to go straight to entertainment. Mm-hmm. So there's categories. Entertainment, which is, you know, playing with characters or being friends with characters or doing parades or things like that. Those are the most competitive.
Like performers? Sure.
Mm-hmm, performance, okay. Yeah. So those are the most competitive. They're looking for very specific people, specific heights, specific types of performance, things like that, depending on what they need for that season.
Right.
So it can be the most intense to get into. I'm an average height, not a great performer, so maybe that's not where I should
Welcome
go.
To the club.
Yeah, even though I'd be like, hey, I could learn, you know? But so she was like, maybe don't do that. The other hot one is attractions. Everybody wants to work at the park. They want to work at the ride, and that's very competitive to get into also. So she's like, you could go for that one, and you can pick your top three. Like,
okay,
you know, I want this, this, or this. I'd be happy with all three of those. But she's like, if you really want to get your foot in the door, go after hospitality.
Okay.
Because you get to work at resorts and they'll rotate you through the different resorts. You can do concierge, front desk, housekeeping, a variety of things. She's like, if you really want to get in, do housekeeping, because mm-hmm. nobody wants to do housekeeping.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Pretty much guarantees you to get into a program. So I put down as my number one housekeeping. And then number two, attractions, and number three, entertainment.
Okay.
So I got in with housekeeping. She also said if you intend to kind of stay in that hospitality realm, you want to start in housekeeping because you have to do a rotation in housekeeping to be able to advance in those areas.
Kind of like earning your stripes a little bit.
Yeah. Yep. So you learn the different aspects of the resorts by starting off in housekeeping, and then you move to front desk, and then concierge, and then like VIP concierge, right? So if you want to get up there, you've got to do housekeeping first. So those are some of the tips that she gave me. And then, but my other siblings, one of them is over 6 feet tall and is a very good performer, and he got in at entertainment right away.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And had a great time. Absolutely loved
it. He was goofy. That. Or he knew Goofy.
He played with a lot of characters.
Really?
With Goofy.
I was just goofing.
Played,
just messing around.
He played with, you know, with Beast. He really enjoyed playing with Frozone. Probably his favorite playmate was Frozone or...
When was the last time you saw Frozone?
At the parks? I only see him in like cavalcades and like parades and stuff like that.
Yeah. I guess I don't look out for him anymore, but he's still there.
Yeah. So different aspects. So depending on, you know, what you're looking for, what you're doing, there are, you know, tactics that you can put down. For me, I got in on housekeeping and I ended up really liking it. I really, really enjoyed it because my schedule was more set than anybody else's.
Sure.
When you're working in the parks, you get your schedule and you can work midnight till midnight, 2 a.m. The park closes at midnight, but you're there shutting it down till 2 in the morning. Or... you're doing character breakfast, you have to be there at 4 in the morning.
Wow.
So, but with housekeeping, that's a little more of a set schedule. I was up every day at 4 a.m. I had to be at the resort by 6, I think. And then I was done by 2 or 3 in the afternoon. And sometimes with an early release, I could be done at noon.
Wow.
And then what do you do with the rest of your day? Go to the parks.
Yeah.
Go have fun.
Which resorts did you work at?
My home resort, because you'll get a home resort. So my home resort was Fort Wilderness.
That's right.
Okay.
You mentioned that.
And I absolutely love Fort Wilderness. And I got to go in the fall semester and they set up for Christmas.
So Christmas. Yes. Wow.
Christmas and Halloween, and I did all that. So then they rotate you through different resorts after that. So I did the Fort Wilderness Cabins. So got to do the Hope to Do review and go watch that, clean the cabins, which I'll tell you about later. It was super fun. I did Grand Floridian.
Oh, wow.
I did Yacht and Beach. I did Saratoga Springs. And I did Pop Century once.
Wow.
So I rotated through those. My favorite, of course, is Fort Wilderness.
Yeah.
Love that. A Wilderness Lodge. But I also really liked doing Yacht and Beach.
So if you could, so that was going to be my question. So insert quick thought here. So if you could go to any resort right now and stay on property, you would go back to Fort Wilderness?
Absolutely.
Or really?
Absolutely.
No trauma, no PTSD or nothing.
Absolutely,
you just still love it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love it. It's beautiful. The ambiance is beautiful. They have the waterfall, the sound of the waterfall, mm-hmm. the trickling, the lodgy type experience. You get up into those upper floors, into the nice big rooms. Mm-hmm. They have nice big rooms. I got to clean the honeymoon suite.
Oh, wow.
And leave gifts for the honeymoon couples, you know? So those were really, really fun. The concierge floor in that area is gorgeous.
Yeah.
So, and then the holidays at Fort Wilderness.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
The decorations are crazy awesome there.
So
really and truly, one of my questions was going to be like, how did Disney recruit you? But it sounds like more like your sister recruited you and sold you on the program.
Yeah, that's usually what happens. It's word of mouth.
Okay.
I mean, you'll get a recruiter that will set up at a location, and you, like my college, I didn't have anybody at my location. I had to go to a neighboring college to sign up. Now you can sign up online. This was, again, dating myself, but you can sign up online now, but you can go to a location to talk to people. And it's usually during some kind of a fair or something like that. But most of the time, it's word of mouth. You know somebody who's gone. They've had a great time. They've passed that magic on, and they want other people to come with them. Or you have a roommate that's like, hey, I'm doing college program. Come with me. And you go with somebody.
And so were you were not studying anything along the lines of like tourism or entertainment or anything like that at college?
Nope.
What was your degree that you were studying for at the time of college?
It was family and child development.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was kind of applicable. You know, learning how families interact on vacation is very telling.
Right. You're like, you know? I have a few case studies I'd like to review with the class. Like,
interestingly enough, children are afraid of the automatic flushing toilets.
Really?
That's one of the magical experiences that we had at the resort. You get to see kind of behind the scenes with the kids and the families when they come back from the parks or when they're going to the parks. We had a few kids that were afraid of the automatic flushing toilets.
Wild.
So we would go in, and if a parent would say, hey, we're having a hard time, you could put a sticky note on the back of that
sensor or whatever.
Sensor, so it would not go off.
Yeah.
So we would go in there and make that not happen for them.
Oh, the magic is destroyed now.
I know. I'm sorry. But
all right. So maybe, so let's keep going along kind of like the history storyline here. So talk to us a little bit about, so you apply for the program, you get in, maybe take us through a sequence of like that first day, the first week, month, just kind of the timeline of like, okay, I'm getting down to Florida. I'm experiencing this. Now, it was probably not as nerve wracking for you because you had your sister who had gone through it before and could maybe coach you a little bit, but kind of take us through that journey.
So the first week that I went, my sister was actually doing college program up at Hilton Head.
Okay.
You can do college program at Hilton Head. You can do it at Disney World, Disneyland. I think you can even do it at the Hawaiian Resort.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a Tokyo Disney does it. All the parks do it. So she wasn't in Orlando with me. So it was a little nerve wracking for me because I thought she was going to be there, but she wasn't, but that's okay. It was fine. They put you up in housing. So that's part of the college program is you stay in college program housing.
And you pay for that or does Disney?
It comes out of your check.
Okay.
Yep. So you get paid, but taxes then, and housing come out. So by the time you get your check, you're like, yay. You don't do college program for the money.
Yeah, exactly.
You do it for the benefits.
Yeah.
Like that is really what you do it for. So you have an apartment and you have roommates assigned to you, you can request a roommate, but I wasn't going with anybody. Mm-hmm. So I had rando people assigned to me.
How many roommates did you have?
I had an individual roommate that was in the room with me. So there's two to a room. And then I had four other people in the apartment with me. So there's a total of six of us in the apartment.
So very much like a dorm setting.
Yeah, it's very much like a dorm setting. My brother described it a little bit like a fraternity. Everybody's staying in the same place. You're all kind of doing the same things. There's transportation that is special for college program. They pick you up at the dorm area. They take you to a variety of different places, wherever you're working. Mostly drop you at the transportation ticket center, and then you get on whatever bus you're supposed to get on to get to where you need to be.
Do they provide you meals?
No.
So you're responsible for your own meals?
Correct. Yep. Okay. Now you get your discount. So there is cast member eating areas that you go eat at during shifts. And then, you know, you're on your own to buy your own meals at the apartment and cook and things like that for yourself, just like you would be if you were at college.
Yeah.
One of the perks of doing housekeeping that I enjoyed was at the cabins, people leave food because they can't take the food with them.
Right.
So as long as it wasn't open, I could take it home.
Yeah.
So the rotations I did at the Fort Wilderness cabins, I love that because I got groceries.
And those are more like staycations type of environments.
People will stay there for a week or two weeks.
Yeah.
Sometimes a month, you know, and even you can bring your RV into that place. Yeah. Now, we weren't cleaning the RVs. We would just clean the cabins. And those cabins are really actually pretty nice cabins.
Yeah.
They're nice looking cabins.
Yeah.
And people have, you know, their golf carts and things like that that they drive around in. You get a week's worth of food cleaning out someone's fridge with things that left in steaks. Because when you're on vacation, you're like, oh, I want a steak and go buy a steak. and then you don't eat it because you're at the park all day. And then you just have to leave it because you can't take it home.
Right.
So I will eat really well during those rotations.
Yeah, wow. I bet. That's awesome. All right. And so you get that assignment and then you meet with your group that's the housekeeping or.
So the first thing you do is you go through Disney training.
Okay.
So you go to a special Disney class and they do what's called Disney Traditions and Disney Heritage. So you learn about Disney as a history. It's like a history class.
Nice.
They teach you everything you need to know about
how Disney
came to be. Yeah, and it is that a sounds, class.
They'd be like, amazing. A they'd really be like, fun class. Dak, you've taken this class five times. Yes. Like, you're like, I know.
Dak, stop trying to teach the class.
No more. Then you do Disney Traditions, which is more of you are a cast member and these are the traditions of a cast member. And they do fun stuff too, like there's a game that we play where you have to name a character for every alphabet.
Oh,
letter of the alphabet.
Yeah. Wow.
You go through the alphabet and you have to be able to name a character for every letter of the alphabet. Things like that are really fun. So there's a week or two of that. And then you get your assigned training. So everybody does that, the traditions and the heritage. I had my brother said that when he was in entertainment, they fast tracked him a little bit because he needed people to get out and get trained because they have other training that is a little more labor intensive and they get through that a little quicker. But for me, I think I remember doing it for about 2 weeks every day a couple of hours. And you did that intense Disney training, Traditions and Heritage. And then you went and did whatever rotation you were doing.
Yeah, job specific training.
They would take you to what's called OJT on job training. So you didn't go to the resorts yet. You're not ready to do that. But they had like mocked up rooms.
Of course
and
they
you
do.
Would learn how to clean a room.
Okay.
You think you know how to clean a room, but you do not.
Yeah.
You do not.
I can imagine.
So they teach you how to vacuum the floor the Disney way, make a bed the Disney way, clean a bathroom, clean a mirror, all the Disney way.
So give us just a small sample of what that means. Like, how can I make my bed like Disney every morning?
There's a efficient way of making your bed.
Okay.
The most efficient way of stripping your bed.
Really?
So when you take the linens off of your bed, you don't take them off like one at a time. Now you take the comforter off first because that goes in a different pile because that goes to a different place to get washed.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you strip your bed, you strip it from the top down. not the bottom up. You strip it from the top down. That way, if there is dirt on it, it comes off onto the floor. You strip the beds first before you do anything else. You always strip the beds first. Then you put the pillowcases in, like, on top of the bed, and then you strip from the top down so that everything comes off all at once. And that you don't take it one piece at a time.
There you go.
Yeah.
So did they, how do they simulate the bathroom cleaning? I'm just curious. Did they, you know, spill some apple juice?
No, I mean, it wasn't like that. It was okay, kind. Okay. It was just like, here's a, you know, a mirror, and you need to clean it. You don't spray the mirror with the cleaner. You spray the towel with the cleaner, and then you spray, and then you wipe.
Like you're in the parade. That's how your arm, elbow, yeah, you wrist, go from right elbow, elbow, wrist, left. Wrist.
Yeah, because you don't want to leave streaks. If you spray the cleaner directly onto the mirror and then you wipe it, you're leaving streaks. So if you spray the cleaner on the rag and then wipe it, then you're not leaving streaks. So you get things like that. Or let me think of something. Oh.
Was there ever a moment where you would go like, ah, ha, 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 and like little creatures would come into the room, little flying birds.
Oh, no, you want creatures in the room. You would get in trouble if creatures followed you in the room.
Little squirrels come in and start helping.
No, but I did listen to music when I was cleaning. Like, yeah.
So that's an interesting question. So we were talking pre-show about how we did the Keys to the Kingdom tour. And one of the things that I thought was hilarious is when we went down into the Utilidors, there's like Maroon 5 playing and just normal music, right? Yeah. And we're like, what's going on here? And they specifically said, listen, if all day, every day, all you hear is whistle while you work or, you know.
You hear it on stage.
All the time, right? Yeah. Like, you need a break. And so I'm just curious, when you're working in the rooms, is there Disney music playing or is there?
There is.
Okay.
Yep, there is. So you can have like the Disney TV. You turn it on. Yes. It's got.
Listen, I do that all the time now.
It's got that music playing. Now you can turn it off and listen to something else, which sometimes I did.
Yeah.
After a while.
Yeah.
You know, what's interesting is that you said something just a second ago that I don't know if a lot of people caught it. Maybe they did, but you said you listened to it on stage.
Yes.
And we've talked about that before.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Great
explain
catch.
It real fast.
Okay. So on stage, when you're a cast member, there's on stage and there's off stage. When you are on stage, you are in your costume. You are where a guest can see you.
Yeah.
And sometimes that is at the bus. So you are, you know, there are some Disney traditions where when you are done with your shift and you are off stage, you are not wearing your costume. Because when you are on stage, you are on stage, you have the magic and you are a cast member. You are playing a part. And when you go off stage, now you are no longer playing that part. So you remove your costume and put it away and then you leave and you are off stage. So you are no longer playing that part. So when you're a cast member, even though I'm a housekeeper and I'm just cleaning toilets or cleaning or making beds or vacuuming a room, I still have to bring magic just as much as someone who's at a park, because you're either someone's coming or going and they're here to stay at this resort, and it's just as much part of the park as anywhere else. So I'm still on stage, even on that resort part of it. So every cast member has a part to play, big or small, and we are on stage or off stage.
Man, I love that.
Did like, you do house? I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
Did you do housekeeping the entire time?
Yes.
Okay. Did they ever give you an opportunity to go somewhere else?
They did. I mean, you do your rotation for that particular college program. So you commit to doing that during your time period there. When you're done at the college program, you can opt to do something else and say, I want to do a college program over here in entertainment, over here in attractions. So
is it by semester? Is that how their rotation is as far as like your time commitment?
Okay. It is. It's a semester to semester. Now, if you decide at the other college program, I want to go seasonal. Seasonal is different. So a seasonal employee can work, I think, two shifts in the in a 3-month period and keep their benefits of, and their classification and then seniority of being a cast member, and then be able to come back. So you don't have to work the entire time, the entire semester. You can just say, okay, I'm going to come up for the weekend and I'm going to work 2 or 3 shifts, and then I'm not going to come back for 3 months, and then I'm going to come back and do it again. Wow. So you have opportunities to do that. as a college program, there'll also be, you'll get notifications when, let's say, something comes up in entertainment. They're looking for people before other, they post it anywhere else.
Okay.
So then you can go try out for different things. You can go talk to different people. So you get a little more opportunities to see what else is out there during college program to do either your next college program or do seasonal or other job opportunities.
Awesome. And so is it a complete break from schooling as well? Yes. Or are you able to earn any credits for schooling or through some of the education that you guys are getting from Disney?
So one of the big things when you're on college program is you're working, but then there's also the Disney University at the same time.
Okay.
So you're doing, sometimes there are classes where you go to a classroom setting and you're learning different things. Some of the things that I did was the Disney business classes.
Okay.
I really enjoyed understanding how Disney worked as a business, how their business model was, how they were set up, things like that. Their finances. There's a variety of different classes, and kind of like college classes, you get credits. Now, depending on your college kind of tells what they will accept, what they won't accept, sure. How much. Most of the time, colleges accept internship credit. So they expect you to have had so many hours of class, and you do that after shift. So you have to fit that into your schedule.
Wow.
It's cute because the Disney University will actually give you certificates as you get throughout. So that you can get a doctorate. You can be a goofy grad.
A doctorate?
Yeah. Yep. You can have a mini certificate.
Okay.
So depending on how many classes you get. So
just tell us right now, are those hanging on your wall somewhere?
I have them. They're not in my current house, but I do have them. I have a doctorate.
Yeah.
That's 60 hours.
Wow.
I think a goofy grad is over 100 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like the Disney, Run Disney, right? The goofy race. Oh, yes. Like everybody, yeah. The whole, every race. So yeah, that's awesome.
So you can enroll in certain classes and do them online or go to these classes on the after your shift. So you're expected to work and then you are expected to have a certain level of education. But they're nowhere near, it wasn't like taking trig or anything like that. It was a fun thing to do.
Okay.
So I pulled up, I'm just curious in how it works when you were there. But I just pulled up that it said the average Disney college, participant is making somewhere around $35,000 to $40,000 a year. That's in today's world.
That's today, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's about minimum wage.
Okay.
Maybe a hair more.
Yeah.
Maybe a hair more than minimum wage.
I was just curious.
But like I said, they take money out of your check for housing.
Right. So it's less than minimum wage.
It is less, So by the time, what you take home is not a lot of money. But you get park passes, you get park hopper passes. They'll incentivize you to do other things. So if you come and help us work this extra shift, we're short to do parade control. We'll give you an extra park pass for friends and family.
Okay.
So they'll give you perks. You get merchandise discounts, which can fluctuate during peak times. They'll give you more discounts if they want you to spend your money at Disney. Things like that to get your family to come too.
What kind of discounts are we talking?
I think during off-peak time, it was 30 to 40.
Oh, that's not bad.
And then during Christmas time, it goes up to 50.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
60%. And then resorts, you get discounts on resorts. I think it was like when I was college program, 40%. So when my parents would come, we would stay Pop Century or All Stars. The new hotel or the new resort was Animal Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
They were just building Art of Animation. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm dating myself.
Okay, you're not that old.
But that was the new resort that they had just broken ground on, was Art of Animation. And everybody wanted to go, housekeeping wanted to transfer to Art of Animation because it was the new one.
So. Okay.
So what would you say, kind of like overall, your good, bad, ugly experiences were with the whole Disney college program? Like, what was the best part? What was maybe
The best part was being able to see fireworks every single day. Being able to walk over.
Let's
after
just
shift,
go. Let's
jump
let's
on a
close
bus.
Up the show right now. Yeah. Let's just go.
Get Fantasmic every single day. If I really want to get into the Disney magic mode, I listen to Fantasmic because for me, that is the, oh my gosh, everything is amazing music. I instantaneously magic.
So if you had to choose between Fantasmic and Happily Ever After.
Now, see, they were not doing Happily Ever After when I was a college
I'm saying right
program,
now, though.
But right now, Fantasmic still, because I still have that like walk-in magical experience every single... I was just listening to it in the car on the way over here. Like,
so when you were there, it would have been Wishes, right?
Wishes. Okay, Wishes was amazing. Wishes was amazing. I did love Wishes. Wishes was the best.
Yeah.
But if you want me to get into the magical moment, it's Fantasmic.
Okay. That's so great.
Continue. All right, sorry.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, maybe some of
the... So that was the good stuff. I guess the not so good stuff, the bad stuff is it is a college experience. Mm-hmm. So I had fun roommates who didn't have the same experience I was having. Right. So I wasn't into the party scene. So I kind of like to go to the parks. I like to go shopping. I like to eat the food. Whereas some of my other roommates did different things than that. And I would often get calls at 2 a.m. to come pick people up.
Oh, wow.
Hold on. So your Disney College program roommates wouldn't go to the parks on their spare time?
They worked at the parks. So that's the difference. See, I didn't work at the parks. I worked at resorts. So going to the park for was like
still the vacation.
Still fun and vacation. Yeah. They were at the parks all day long. And so they didn't want to go to the parks with me. They were like, no, I've been at the park for 10 hours. I don't want to go to the park.
Yeah.
So they would go do other things. And I'm like, no, I want to go to the park. I didn't get to be at the park.
So that's interesting. So for them, a little bit of that magic was gone. Like they needed that break.
Yeah, they needed a break. They needed to go do other things. But that was interesting. I had a roommate that worked at the water park.
Okay.
And she had some really interesting stories. She was a lifeguard there and she was in the hot sun all day long. And so when she got home, she did not like to wear clothes.
Okay.
Because she was just done with that.
She's like, I'm so hot and so miserable.
Yeah. No, thank you. I was like, oh, that's fun. I'll go to the parks now. So
that is crazy.
Yes. So you still get the typical college experience, a variety of different people have different things than you and interests. And I didn't know any of my roommates going in. So I just got anybody that was there.
Sure. So did they have any special rules for the apartments or the cast member apartments there?
It's a gated community. So it's pretty safe. They have their own security there. They do have a curfew, but it's hard to keep a curfew when your shifts are all over the place.
Yeah,
so there's people coming and going all the time, going to this or that and coming every which way. So the buses run most of the time. I think there was only a couple of hours where the buses didn't run to the parks. But you could have a car if you wanted. Some people who had cars didn't have to take the transportation. I had a car, but I chose to do transportation because, again, once you get past the gates, you would have to go park in cast member parking. And then you're taking the bus anyway to get to where you're going. So I just always took the bus where I was going. Plus, my car didn't work very well because I was college. So
maybe this is part of the ugly. Is there kind of like a tier system or a cast system amongst cast members? I can only imagine that there is.
Yes.
Where it's just like, well,
yes,
she's a friend
she's
of the
seniority.
Princess. Yeah. Or
she
whatever.
Has seniority. That's a big thing. So cast members, when you start working there and you're bottom of the totem pole, your college program, you get whatever you get for shifts and for rotations. In housekeeping, there are housekeepers that have their certain rooms, certain floors that they like to keep up. So you only got that floor when they were on vacation. Mm. So you're like filling in for somebody else. And they would get pretty upset with you if you didn't bring the magic to their floor while they were out. Or they would get a little bit upset if they had a family that was there all week long and then they were gone the last day that they were going to leave.
Oh. Ooh.
Mostly because they would leave tips.
Yeah.
And then if I was working that floor that day, then
you wouldn't pool tips. It'd be the tip that was left in the room was the tip that was given to the housekeeper
who was on there the last day. Now, I was pretty nice and was like, if somebody left a specific tip with the housekeeper's name on it, I would give it to the manager and be like, this was her tip.
Yeah.
You know, obviously it has her name on it.
Right.
And if I was, you have a variety of different people who work in housekeeping. There's people that are called runners, and they run up and down the hallways and pick up your laundry and things like that. Sometimes they'll come in and help you clean the rooms. Like, they'll come in and strip the beds for you. So there's a little bit of politics with that, because if they come in the room and strip the beds, they'll take your tip.
Mm-hmm.
So you go into all your rooms first to strip your beds before your runners come in, so that you can go gather your tips before someone takes them.
Interesting.
So there's a little bit of...
So there's some thievery happening.
Yeah. There's a little bit of, you know, so...
I could see how that could cause some feelings.
It could cause some feelings.
Absolutely. So,
but, you know, you get to know your runners, and then there's mutual respect there after a while. Sure. But as college program coming in, there's a little bit of, no, you don't really know what you're doing. These are my families. These are my rooms. Don't mess it up.
So
you're a little bit of the bottom totem pole until you start to make friends. And then you start making. And then I had one housekeeper who was great. She trained me, and she would teach me how to make the towels just right, or how to do things just right, even after training. You know, she would come back and, oh, you missed the spot. Let me show you how to do that in the right way. Things like that. And she was very, very nice. And I really, really liked her. Not everybody's as nice.
Yeah, I can imagine. So I guess at some point it still just becomes a job.
It is a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does become a job. And you have to remember that, again, and they remind you, these guests is the first time they're seeing this room. It's the first time they're seeing this park. So even though you've seen this room 100 times and you've cleaned this room 100 times, this is their first time.
Sure.
And you need to make sure that their first time and their first impression is always the best. So... And then it gets hard after I've cleaned 5,000 rooms. And now I have to clean another one.
So. Yeah. That's amazing.
Well, do you have an experience? So with kind of keeping with the housekeeping theme, do you have an experience that you walked into a room and you're like, oh no.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to need some help with this.
Absolutely. Kids pee beds.
Oh,
Of course they do.
Yeah. Or, you know, kids get sick.
Yeah.
You just walk in.
Yeah,
and
you pump them full of candied apples all day long.
And you're just like, oh, thanks for that. But you've got, you know, and most guests are, they'll call you and they're like, I'm so sorry. Like, they're very sorry. And it's fine. You know, they've been hot in the park all day long, and they come home and the kid pukes in the middle of the night. There's just nothing they can do about it, you know? So you just go in there and it's no problem, no big deal. You clean it up and then you, you know, plug your nose and suck it up, you know?
Like, but
it's fine. It's okay. No problem.
Well, maybe on a happier note, was there ever a moment in your experience with Disney where you were able to create a magical memory, or pixie dust is a lot of times what us normal people refer to it as. So tell us, maybe walk us through that.
So I loved it, the resorts. It's kind of fun because, you know, you go into a room and there's stuff sitting out, but you still have to clean the room. Mm-hmm. So you have to pick up kind of the stuff to be able to vacuum and leave it out. Some of my favorite things to do was I would take their stuff and put them places, and then take their dolls or their characters and, like, you know, I'd put Mickey like in their shoes or something, or I would take like their little stuffed animals and make a little scene of like Mickey and Minnie sitting at the table, you know, eating, pretending to eat something or little cookies or something, you know.
Is that something they teach you guys to do? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, you know, you want to, and then the family is like, ooh, what's going to happen today? What is my housekeeper going to leave for me today? Or they teach you how to make towel animals. So you can make Mickey on the bed, or you can make little ducks or different things. And, you know, they can be pretty elaborate. So those are always really fun because it's, again, my job is not to be seen.
Right.
You know, nobody really wants to see the housekeeper. If you see the housekeeper, there's usually something wrong.
Yeah, sure.
But I need to let them know that I was here and that the room is ready for them. So my magical moments, I never really got to see their excitement, but I would get notes later at, you know, for tips and stuff saying, you know, my kids really enjoyed seeing the towel animals or things like that. And if I knew somebody's birthday, or if they, you know, you kind of, when you go into someone's room, you learn a lot about them. Like, it's somebody who's got birthday stuff sitting out, I would maybe do a special balloon animal or get somebody to bring something up to the room for them. That was always really fun, things like that. So even behind the scenes, you can make magical experiences for people that you'll never see.
This is really good information because it never dawned on me that when you stay at a Disney resort, the chances that you're going to have just one housekeeper for your entire stay. I just always assumed that it could be a different person every day. Uh-huh. Just based on rotation, which it probably could.
It could.
But from what you're describing, it's probably more than likely going to be just one person.
Yes.
Maybe two at the most, who is taking care of your room day to day.
Yes.
Yes. That's okay. That kind of puts things into perspective with, you know, leaving tips and kind of leaving those notes of gratitude.
Yep. We love those. Yeah. We absolutely love them. And you take them to your manager and there's a special place where they go and everybody wants them.
Yeah.
And you get perks and things like that. If you get positive feedback and recognition, you get, you know, a perk or you get your name put in a drawing or things like that. We love those. So if you are staying at a Disney resort and you see something that is just amazing to you or meant a lot to you, leave them a note or tell the front desk, hey, my housekeeper did a fantastic job, you know, XYZ reason. Can you just let her know or let them know that that was something special for my kids? They love that.
And nowadays you can go on the app and leave a compliment.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely do it. Cast members, we love that. Love that because we do try hard. We do try really hard to bring that magic. And like, if you don't bring the magic, people know about it.
You get recognized as well.
You get recognized for that too. So,
and I love too how you're speaking in the present tense. Like once a cast member, always a cast member.
We are always cast members. That's awesome. I mean, my last time I was a cast member was 20 years ago, but I am still a cast member.
Yeah.
We're always cast members. We're held to that standard. Even when I go to the parks, as I'm not an active cast member anymore. But I still bring that magic to the parks for other people, my family, and I bring the magic to my family every day. And that's one of the things you take away from college program. You learn what it means to bring magic to your current job, to your family, to your friends, to Disney. That's the biggest thing I learned from college program was bringing the magic every day, how to bring it.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go next. So that's a great segue is kind of like talk to us about the long term impact this has had on you within your current profession. I mean, I don't know about you. You just mentioned being in the parks with other people. All the time.
Yeah.
Nothing makes me happier than to have a family that's like looking on a map or on a phone or something like that. And they're like, how do we get to Splash Mountain? And I get all excited because I'm like, I know. So I love being able to help people within the parks. And so I can only imagine you as a former cast member could really help people in the parks and know all the details and all that stuff. But maybe talk about that and then talk about how, again, in your current profession and in your current life, how this experience helped you or shaped and molded you into who you are today.
So when I hear someone's going to Disney, I get super excited.
Yep.
I want to live it. I want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
I want them to have the best experience ever. And that's why I love y'all's podcast, because you want to bring the magic to everybody no matter where they are. And I love it.
I think we just found our soundbite.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing. And, you know, I was traveling last week listening to your podcast thinking, oh, there's magic. I could feel it. I could feel the Disney magic.
Oh, I'm gonna shed a tear
and
here.
I love it. And so when people are like, I want to go to Disney, I want to talk about it. Tell me what you want to do. Tell me where you want to go. Oh, I'd love that too. And just bringing that magic to their planning is the best because then they get excited about it. And then when they get there, they're like, oh yeah, Sarah said we should do this or we should go here. And it just brings that magic outside of Disney, the Disney bubble a little bit and brings it into your family life. And that's part of the fun of going to Disney is planning it and getting excited about it and talking about it. People think I'm a little crazy sometimes because I just get really passionate about it. But also in my daily life, I mean, I don't work at Disney every day anymore. I'm a solutions architect for a consulting firm. So it's you know, a lot of data stuff and software and, you know, but I bring the magic every day to that experience as well. Learning how to build a spreadsheet, and then when you deliver that spreadsheet to your customer, or build that software and deliver that software to your customer, bringing that extra set of detail, bringing that extra set of excitement is what that magic is all about. Mm-hmm. Bringing someone joy, that spoonful of sugar or that extra pixie dust to make that customer feel, or that client feel, heard and seen. That's the other thing they teach you, is they teach you how to talk to your guests and mm-hmm. listen to them, make them feel heard, make them feel seen. You don't have to agree with them, because maybe they are wrong, but that doesn't mean that they don't need to feel heard and feel seen. They've had a hard day at the park and they're, you know, frustrated and they're complaining about something. Validate that feeling. It's okay to feel mad that my ride that I really wanted to go on, that I've paid a lot of money to go, is shut down again. Yeah. Yeah. For the third time today.
Oh, we've experienced that.
Yeah, man, I love that. I love how you're describing that, that like, you might not be able to solve the problem, but you can at least listen to someone. It kind of goes back to a couple of episodes ago. We talked about the five keys of Disney, and just how I can hear it in your voice and the way that you're talking and describing things is like, that really has resonated with you and has become a part of who you are today. Yeah. Because of your college experience with Disney.
Yeah. You get enough, you know, interactions with guests after a while, and they are tired, they're worn out, and they're frustrated, and that bus is late again for the 10th time, and I really want to get to where I need to be, and this bus is taking forever. So hearing them and just validating that, I am so sorry that this bus is late, is really sometimes that just they want to hear somebody say, I'm so sorry that this bus is late. I may not be able to fix it, but let me see what I can do.
Yeah.
And just hearing them is a big part of that. So taking that away, and that's what I do in my profession every day, like hearing and listening and validating that that is something. Now, putting college program on your resume is a huge icebreaker. People ask me all the time, even though it was 20 years ago, I keep it on my resume because people will say, okay, that's cool that you have all this professional experience, but tell me about when you worked at Disney. Mm-hmm. Tell me about how Disney does their business. Tell me about being inside the magic. That is one of the biggest icebreakers, even though I know the Disney way to change a bed, but that's fine. You learn a little bit about the Disney business and how they do their business and details about things. I think one of the other big things is that the third thing I learned at Disney is it's all about details.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, you guys talk about it all the time. It's the smell. It's the sound. It's the cast member doing the attraction, being their part. You know, when you ride Rise of Resistance, there are stormtroopers who are stormtroopers.
Yeah.
And there are people getting you on the ride that are part of the rebellion and people who are, you know, not in. So, and they are in character and they are take it very, very seriously. It's the details of that. So learning that it is in the details. So when I do Christmas with my kids, or I just was telling you guys about a birthday party with my son. It's the details, you know, it's the extra little bit of magic that you can bring to them that make that experience a memory, a core memory.
Love it. So what advice would you give us if I had a 18-year-old daughter, which I do, right?
Yeah.
That was, you know, toying with the idea of the Disney college program and looking at getting into that. What advice would you give somebody pro Disney college program? Maybe some heads up, aware of this. What would you say to that?
I would say absolutely do it. First semester. You can do anything for a semester.
Yeah.
Absolutely do it. If you feel like you're a little more introverted like I was, I would have liked to have a buddy. I would have liked to have a friend go with me that maybe was the same scene as I was.
Yeah.
And would room with me. Like, that would have been more fun, I feel like. I had some people who did bring a buddy and they just had so much fun. So bring a buddy if you feel like you want to be. But if you're a really outgoing person, you'll make friends so fast. It's okay to go on your own. But I wish I would have brought a buddy. If I had to do it again, I'd bring a buddy.
Okay.
And don't be afraid of doing housekeeping. A lot of people are like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But again, you get off at 2:00, 3:00 in the afternoon sometimes, and you can spend the rest of your day at the park. You can go to Disney Springs. It used to be Pleasure Island that I hang out with. Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's not there anymore, but there's a lot of things. Like I said, I would get off shift and say, hey, instead of going back to my apartment, I'm going to go over to Epcot because Fort Wilderness is right there.
Yeah.
You know, you go wherever you want. I jump on the monorail. I'm at the transportation ticket center anyway. Jump on the monorail, go over to Epcot, ride Soarin', go back over to studios in time for Fantasmic, catch some fireworks, and go home. Yeah. That was my day. I loved it.
It sounds amazing.
Yeah, like living the dream, really, in
I
reality.
Wish they had a college program for middle-aged
adults. Yeah.
Adults.
Adults. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That would be great. But they have seasonal for adults.
Yeah.
My mom was...
So you're saying your mom
I'm empty nester, and she's like, hey, my kids are all in college. What do I do now? Let's go work at Disney. Why not?
Oh, I tell you right now, when our kids are out of the house... My wife Holly has already said we need to just. I mean, Florida is where we want to end up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Eventually.
Yep.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for coming on with us.
This has been amazing.
It's been
absolutely amazing.
So as you know, we like to end our show with a magical scenario.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So so today, since we're talking mostly about the Disney College Program, if you could choose any cast member job, obviously throw out CEO. We'd all love to have, you know,
I don't want that job.
The paycheck that Bob Iger gets each week. But what cast member job, and Ryan, you think of yours, what cast member job, it could be anything, would you do right now, today's 2024 version of Sarah, either at the parks or anywhere within the Disney organization? You could do anything.
I should have let you I think I would want to play with characters.
Okay,
what do you
I
mean
think
by
I
that
I would love that.
Play with characters.
So, you know, when you're playing with characters, you're playing, you know, with Beast. You get to play with Tinkerbell. If I was a lot smaller, playing with Tinkerbell would be great.
Yeah.
Being able to fly.
So you were talking like when you say play with, you mean you're playing that part.
Playing with the characters.
This is the Disney lingo.
The Disney way, right? The way she is speaking now is the Disney language. Yeah, that's
okay. You play with the characters. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So being able to
With Tinkerbell off of the castle.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
I think that would be amazing. That would be
there's
so
no
fun.
Way I can do that.
They get paid a lot.
Yeah.
That position, right?
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty high paying job. The one that flies off during the fireworks show?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
yeah.
You're just talking about playing with Tinkerbell in general.
I would love to play with Tinkerbell. Yeah. I would love to play with Mrs. Incredible.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I mean, that would be so fun. I would love to play with the Green Army Man. They do reconnaissance.
Yeah.
Like, they're hilarious. I love them. Playing with Woody and Buzz. That would just be super fun.
Yeah.
I would love to go and just play with characters.
That would be awesome.
So I had a brother play with characters, and he said he's a pharmacist now. He's a very tall guy. He said one of the things they teach you is how to make yourself small and unintimidating to kids.
Really? That's interesting, but that totally makes sense.
Yeah, because kids can get scared. Goofy's big.
Yeah.
You know, and Goofy needs to be not scary.
Right.
And so Goofy knows how to, if a kid is scared, Goofy knows how to make them not scared anymore.
That's so awesome.
And that's part of being that magical moment is, you know, making yourself inviting. And Goofy is amazing to play with, but he can be a little scary sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, he's very big.
Yeah.
And he's got big feet.
That's so awesome. Ryan, what would you do if you could be in any role within the Disney organization?
Oh, we've talked about this. Put me as an Imagineer.
Okay.
Just let me create and design something.
I love it.
An attraction, an experience, something like that. I think would be really, really fun. So just, you know, put some blueprints in front of me and some molding clay or something like that. Let me design some attractions.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, so I love working out in my yard and doing all the, you know, flowers and all of that stuff. So there's a ranch up in California that's called the Golden Oak Ranch, and it's actually a set for movies. There's been, you know, like Marvel's has filmed there and other studios will come in and film there. And so I watched on that Disney Plus series, One Day is what it's called.
Yeah.
And so it goes through each of the different jobs and within the organization for one day. Like, what would it be like to work there? And so anyways, one of them is this guy, and he runs the ranch. That's all he does is gets the horses ready, gets the sets ready, does all of the, you know, he gets on the, you know, side by side and goes out and works in the, I would love that. Like, that would just be absolutely a dream come true to say, yeah, I run the ranch at Golden Oak Ranch. So
cool.
Anyways, yeah,
I think you would be good at like being the monorail speaker.
Oh yeah.
You know, like, welcome to the monorail. Yeah. Welcome to the Disney
Parks. I don't have that good Spanish accent though to tell you to stand clear of the doors.
Stand clear of the doors.
Well, thanks again for coming on the show. This has been awesome.
Fun. And hey, you guys have a cruise coming up, don't you?
We do. We're super excited. We're going to go to Lighthouse Bay.
Oh, nice. So we're going to have you on again.
Yeah.
Would you come on again?
Absolutely. Okay. I'll give you a rundown of experience at Lighthouse Bay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, it's a date then. We'll absolutely have you back on.
Cool.
And we're going to recruit you to invite some of your family members to be on too.
Oh yeah. They got some stories. We all get together and we like to tell, we call them one lady stories. This one lady came in and did this, or, you know, like this one awesome. Guest came in and said this.
Next time you do that, let's just get a microphone and put it in the middle of you guys.
Yeah.
And just start talking and sharing stories.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
It's great. It's great.
We'll call it the one lady segment.
Yeah.
Well, listen, everyone, give us a like and a follow. We're on all of the social media sites, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. Give Sarah her props for coming on and walking us through the Disney College program. It has been an awesome day.
Great, fantastic episode. Thanks again, Sarah.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime. Have a magical day.
Awesome. Man, that was so good.